Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We're continuing our look through the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
For by it, speaking of faith, the elders, who are the elders? These are the Old Testament saints, men and women, the Old Testament folk. They obtained a good report. The word good report literally means a good testimony and a good witness. All these Old Testament saints mentioned came from various backgrounds. They had different personalities and different circumstances in their life, but they all had one thing in common. What was that? Faith. They all believed God at His word. And because of that, they obtained a good report, a good testimony. They were a great witness, not just for those Hebrew believers who were under persecution, but for us today. And I mentioned last week, and matter of fact, I mentioned we had our Bible study class Thursday. Brother Ray wasn't feeling well, so I took the class Thursday. And I mentioned that we know nothing in America about persecution, nothing. You know, somebody might laugh at you, call your name or whatever, but folks, that ain't persecution. What these believers were facing, what they're facing in third world countries, even today, Kyle and Holly's in Israel, they just got there. You can't openly go about sharing the gospel openly. And if whether it's Jew or Muslim or whatever, Buddha, Danny mentioned this, a Buddhist gets saved, become a believer out of their religion, their families have funerals for them, for the most part. You know, some will be a little more graceful, but pretty much a rule of thumb, a Jew, a Muslim, Buddhist, whatever he's got, they're dead to the family. They've denied that faith. They lose their meaning, would lose their job. I mentioned years ago when I went to Iraq, it was shortly after Saddam fell. I was invited to Iraq, and we started a church there in Baghdad. Anyway, we had four preacher boys there that I brought. They were Iraqi fellas that they were in Jordan, and I brought them over into Baghdad. Long story short, the second trip I was there, I left. I went there a couple times. The second trip I left, they were kidnapped by the terrorists, Al-Qaeda, who they were. Anyway, because they knew there was an American there, and they were with this American guy, and they held them for a month. We knew nothing just because they were. Anyway, I got word that they were holding them for hostage. That because I'm American, they said, well, we're going to get money out of them. Word came to me, and I won't go into all the details. But long story short, these preacher boys convinced their terrorists that I was a poor Baptist preacher, and I ain't got no money. It's true, and they believed him, by the way. So they released these guys, and they went back to Jordan because they were threatened a lot. And I just said that's just one example. We knew nothing about persecution like these people did. And that's why Paul was encouraging them about this faith. For by it, the elders obtained a good report. Now, verse number 3. Through faith, we understand. The phrase we understand literally means perceive with the mind. We understand. We can perceive it. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. When we talk about perceiving, I don't know how He did it. We're going to look at this a little bit farther in just a minute. Just spoke it into existence. He made something out of nothing. Now, man can build, but man cannot create. Only God can create. You heard the story, perhaps you've heard, I don't know. Of course, it's not in the Bible, but it's pretty neat. I like to tell it. One of these wives tells, where when God created Adam out of the dust of the earth, old Satan, he saw that. And he said, there ain't nothing I could do it myself. So Satan knelt down. Now, this ain't in the Bible. You don't see this in Genesis, but you're going to get a point here, okay? Satan knelt down and started forming his man and the dust of the earth, kind of forming everything up. And God said, wait a minute, get your own dirt. Only God can create. And we understand, we can conceptualize, perceive with the mind. We may not understand the whole grasp of it, but we know it happened. I don't know how a black cow can eat green grass, give you white milk, and make yellow butter. I don't understand that. I just, all the process, I just know it happens. Okay? And that's kind of what that word understand means. That we perceive with the mind. That the worlds, this, the rest of this verse, that the worlds, the word worlds is not like what we're talking about here, our terra firma, our earth. It talks about the ages. God did create this heaven and the earth, but it's talking about the ages upon the ages. You know, God invented time. Brother Copeland's here, he's, and Dr. McAllister's here, and we got some wise men here. Maybe they can explain to me what God did before he created anything. Before he created the heavens and the earth, before he created the angels, before he created sun, moon, stars, before he created the heavenlies. It was just him, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Before there was any, I can't even fathom that. What did they do? What did they talk about? Could it be they talked about us, a redemption plan, and how they're going to put all this into process? But just think, I can't even perceive that. Before anything was made, it was just them. Eternity past. Well, we understand that the worlds, that's the word ages. Ages past, and the, by the way, we have a wonderful future. I read the book, we went through the book of Revelation, and I read the end of the book of Revelation, and I can't wait to get there. Now, I don't want to die. Don't get me wrong. If there's a bus out there, so load up, you know, death ain't it. I'm going to stay in here a little while longer, you know. I love my wife. I want to spend a little more time with her and my grandkids and my kids. But what I'm saying, when God takes us, what a wonderful time that's going to be. And he made, that's what that word worlds mean, ages. He has wonderful things prepared for us. We did not see the act of creation, nor did we hear the spoken words, let there be light. We know it just could not have happened. There was not just a big bang, like a lot of people would teach. It actually, if you don't misunderstand me, it takes more faith to believe in a big bang theory than it does that there's a creator. God just spoke it into existence. I can't understand how people think that somehow we came out of an ooze and slime, or how they would explain it. And we walked around with a club and a bone in our nose, or however they, dragging their wives with them. I learned a poem when I was a little kid. Once I was a tadpole, small and thin. Then I was a frog with my tail tucked in. Then I was a monkey climbing in a tree. Now I'm a doctor with a PhD. People actually believe that. Blows me away. But the Word of God tells us. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. Now the word here, word, literally means the spoken word of God. Again, that's something we can't fathom. God stepped out and stood on, out of nowhere and stood on nothing and said, let there be light. And you know what? Then he began to create what we know as our atmosphere. We find out, you know, sun, the moon, stars, animal life, plants, man. But he did that by the spoken word of God.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.